Atlanta officially has bike share. The city kicked off the program yesterday after months of delay. But now that the rentable bikes are here, who's going to ride them? Stephanie Stokes takes a look.
Well over 100 people mingle at Woodruff Park for the start of Atlanta's rentable bike program, Relay Bike Share. There are city commissioners, council members. Mayor Kasim Reed addresses them.
Today we're thrilled to join more than 30 cities across the country in launching a bike share program. And now, quite frankly, I expect to leave those other cities behind.
That will depend on whether Atlantans use the bikes. There are only 100 for now at 10 stations downtown. I walk around to see what people think of them and meet a woman waiting in the park.
I'm Sherry Cody. I'm from LaGrange, Georgia.
Cody says she would rent a bike when in town.
I would. When we go other places with my family on vacation, we use Segways, we use bicycles. So, yeah.
I hear less enthusiasm from a bike messenger, Rashad Turner. He says the cruiser style of the rentable bikes, it's not for him.
What do you mean by that?
Like, my grandma used to ride something that looks like that, you know, with the basket on the front.
He's more into road bikes, and he's put off by the $8 per hour cost.
That's more than what I make an hour. That's a bit much.
There are $15 and $20 monthly passes available on the app, and that gets a GSU student, Eric Wittenstein, excited.
I live up in Dumwoody, so I park my car in Sandy Springs MARTA station, come down here for class, so a bike would actually be a fairly convenient way to not have to walk so much.
As part of the launch, Mayor Reed and others did take the bikes for an inaugural spin. Relay Bike Share plans eventually to expand with 400 bikes at neighborhood stations throughout Atlanta. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.